The Department of Education measured 4th and 8th graders in reading and math in Dallas and 20 other big cities. Cecilia Oakley, DISD's Assistant Superintendent of Evaluation, says the district volunteered to be involved in this test 2 years ago.
We wanted to show where we stood nationally. Our test for at the state level just compares with how we do within the state. So this is a way to show how we're doing nationally, to show our progress over time, to see where we fare.
The most progress occurred among 8th grade readers. Dallas and only 4 other big city districts improved their reading scores since 2011. The DISD's Mary Carmen Eroles isn't sure why.
That transition from 8th grade to 9th grade is crucial for success of students overall and in high school. So it may be that middle schools have been putting a lot of emphasis in their reading and math. But I don't know that we have done as a district anything special, but the middle schools are very aware of the importance of students being successful at that level because it does make a difference.
Overall, DISD scores were largely flat. But Oakley said some low-income and minority groups improved over the past 2 years.
Our African-Americans are competitive with other districts, and even with large cities and at the national level, which is where we tend to see our biggest gap in our district. And then our Hispanics are just really outperforming. Our ELL are doing great. So, we can now get a better sense of where we are in relationship to the nation.
ELL stands for English Language Learners. Dallas Superintendent Mike Miles is encouraged by the findings. He says they show Dallas kids can hold their own compared to other big city districts, but challenges persist.
Certainly, I've said that there's a way to go. I mean, there are ways to go before we get all of our kids college and career ready. We're looking to move in the right direction. I think that's what we did. There's always things that we can improve in. We'll be looking in those areas that we can improve in. It's important information, but it's just one data point. People need to keep that in mind. We're going to look at the whole picture to determine what we need to do specifically.
No matter how well Dallas students may have improved their score since the last nation's report card, they still fell below the national average in every category. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.